This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So gas prices are up. Lobster prices are up. Not that I don't eat lobster. I mean, and even if I did, don't tell anybody because I can't let the Lord know because it's not kosher. Boy, it does look good though. Lobster looks so tasty. You know why I think lobster is probably yummy? Because there's a lot of butter on it. I mean, butter makes everything good. And it just looks like it has amazing texture. It looks like you could sink your teeth into a piece of lobster and chew on it. I don't know. It looks really yummy. In terms of fish, and I don't like fish, lobster looks like it'd be yummy. So maybe what I'll do is I don't know how you hide that from the Lord. I'll figure it out. But anyway, ice cream, vanilla ice cream, or I should say vanilla in general, costs have hit record highs in the last 2 years. And it's starting to impact the ice cream industry. Vanilla is $600 per kilo. I guess they sell vanilla as... No, we're talking about actual, like, vanilla. This isn't a code for a drug. It is very in demand because it's starting to get hot and people want their ice cream. Especially if they eat fish. If I ever eat fish, I have to have ice cream afterwards. I don't understand why. Maybe to get the taste out of my mouth. All right? So they're nervous about this. All right? A lot of people who, I guess... supply ice cream is worried about the price. Now, some people say they're paying 30 times more for the ingredient than they have done in the past. Now, I'm not a big vanilla ice cream eater. Now that I'm looking at the pictures, though, I'm like, oh, damn, it looks good. Oh, dang, vanilla ice cream looks good. I don't know how you make ice cream. You know, we did that once. We made ice cream in our own house. And it actually tasted really yummy, but we had to put a crap load of sugar. But, you know, my husband's making this vanilla ice cream. I'm like, well, let's make it chocolate. Do a whole new batch. He's like, just add chocolate to it. I'm like, no. Chocolate ice cream, you just don't take vanilla ice cream and add chocolate to it. We need to have no evidence of vanilla taste if I'm going to be eating chocolate. I need like, actually rich, creamy, thick, I don't know, theobromine. I just need it to be chocolatey. Now, so what's my favorite ice cream flavor? I really don't have one. You know, a lot of passwords ask for your favorite ice cream. Do you guys notice that? You know, I mean, I put chocolate down as my password. Don't tell anybody. But it's not. Because After a while, it's cold. And I get an ice cream headache. And if I would eat something chocolate, I'd rather chocolate cake. I don't want anything inhibiting or obstructing my feet. We've talked about this. That's why I don't eat like watermelon. Watermelon makes no sense to me. Because you have to stop what you're eating to spit out seeds. Now, seedless watermelon, I'll eat. But the problem with watermelon is... You think you're going to get a big... This is my problem with watermelon. In Hebrew, we call it avatiach. And my father was always like, oh, I need my avatiach. He wants his avatiach. And I'm like, you can have mine. I can't eat it. He's like, why not? There's no seeds. Your mother picked out the seeds for you. Well, he didn't say it like that. Like, your mother picked out the seeds. Why you cry? Well, I cry. First, I'm not crying, Dad. Okay? Learn your English. But two, it's because you take a big bite out of a triangle wedge of watermelon, right? And then what happens? It starts to disintegrate almost immediately because it's mostly water. And I feel like I'm going to bite off my tongue if I bite into watermelon. See, it's not meat. So why does it look like meat? Watermelon looks like raw meat to me. Do you know how dangerous that is? You give me a triangular wedge, meat-looking piece of food, I am going to already cock my teeth. I am already going to be locked and loaded to shear that meat. And then it turns out to be watermelon, where your teeth almost hit each other, and then all the water seems to escape and squirt out. And you almost eat the one slice in two bites. No, not going to happen. So that's why I can't eat watermelon. Grapes I could do. Grapes are funny, though. Grapes have to be those big GMO, big-looking suckers that look like you're eating a thumb. You know how big grapes are now? So I could feel like I get some good chews. I want to really be able to chew. If not, I'll put a handful of grapes in my mouth so I have my whole mouth covered. If I only chew on one side of my face, I bite my cheek. And then when you bite your cheek, you get these aphthous ulcers or you get these canker sores or bacteria settle in. So I don't want to bite my cheek. So I will purposely stuff both sides of my face with the food, like the grapes, so I could chew and not bite my cheek. Oh, it's just something I have to do. So going back to this vanilla thing, somebody was talking about Madagascar in the news. Let me see if I can pull it up. You know, I'm very concerned about food flavorings because we're worried about the 2030 chocolate shortage. Apparently, people have been having major, major issues growing their cocoa beans. And so, so I guess 75% of vanilla is grown. Hold on a second. Here we go. It is grown in Madagascar. It's Tropical Island, Madagascar, off the southeast coast of the African continent. Remember when we played Risk? I think Madagascar was orange. I forget the color on the old Risk board. And Madagascar was great because you could send troops to South Africa, or you could send troops, I forget where else. And so there was a cyclone in Madagascar last March that damaged a lot of the plantations. Guys, this is the way you have to hedge. You've got to hedge. So some of you add vanilla to a whole variety of foods. That's going to be a problem. It's going to cost more money. By the way, natural vanilla extract comes as a sweet-scented brown liqueur. Have you guys ever had vanilla Jack Daniels? Oh, my God. Oh, no. Vanilla Crown. Wow. That's kind of some yummy stuff. Okay. By the way, there's also some black dots. If you ever see black dots in your vanilla, it's not mold. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so before we get to more medical news, we have a very interesting article here, which I think may pertain to some of us. Now, those of us who have been married for 21 years, I mean, the furnace light, it's kind of extinguished, and we kind of need to reignite it every now and then, right? Or we just go to sleep after Netflix, which, by the way, that's also a headline, how Netflix is killing sex. We're going to talk about that also a little bit later today. But there's a doctor that has written this article talking about 19 unhealthy signs that you could be genuinely addicted to your partner. Now, the majority of us have been in love, right? Or we've thought we've been in love. And I've talked about this on my show, but nobody gives me any credit or writes an article on that, which is fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's all right. And whenever I say it, nobody cares. Somebody else says it from Australia University. Dr. Femke Busman-Pillman, or Pijlman, she's an addiction researcher at Australia's University of Adelaide. She gets the credit. And author Margaret Paul. Anyway, so they've come up with these 19 signs. I've talked to you guys about how I think many of you guys think you're in love when you're not. You know? The reason why there's all these predators out there with online dating is because they know that you're at your most vulnerable when you start to fall for somebody. You know, my mom, she is one of the shrewdest people. She knew I was doing bad before I even knew I was doing bad. She knew I'd be sticking Play-Doh in my brother's ears and stuff. My mom would know everything. Yet, all of a sudden, she starts dating, and I'm like, Mom, open your eyes. We are the most vulnerable when we start to fall for somebody. It's true. We'll do or believe anything. Why? Because we want to make it happen. We want to be in love. We want to be in a relationship so badly that we will filter out a lot of the signs. And these people out there, these predators, will pick those people who aren't as attractive, who aren't as busy when it comes to the dating field, maybe even the new people, because you could tell how long somebody has been on a dating website, because they'll say, oh yeah, joined in 2018. So if somebody joined a major dating website in 2018, they're probably new to the pool, right? And if you're a shark, you're going to want the newbies. And so people may start falling for you because you're interested in them. You may not be good looking, you may not be whatever, but because you're showing interest in them, they will, it's because it's opportunity. Some of them will even talk themselves into finding you attractive. That's what I think my husband did. I look, I'm honest, I love my husband. But he dated women way prettier than me. But I think what happened is his mom and his dad was like, look, you gotta get married soon. This is ridiculous. So here I come, and I'm like, I want to get married. And he's like, well, you know, your butt's not that big, and you're, I mean, I guess, I, you know, yeah, yeah. And that's how we end up getting married, and here we are 21 years later. So, now, my tushy, believe it or not, my tushy was a lot smaller than it is now. It's getting smaller, though, it really is. I could fit into my seat really good. Okay, so, now, you are now getting all excited. You find somebody. They seem interested in you. They actually like your looks. They seem into you. They're giving you attention. You may go the other way and start becoming addicted to them. So these two researchers came up with 19 ways that you may be actually addicted to the person you're with. Now, some people go, well, being addicted is great. I've used that term before. You know? And, you know, and maybe it's a little cheesy, maybe it's not, but whenever somebody has any doubt that you're going to leave them, you use the term, I'm addicted to you. You know, addicted to love. Anyway, so it's a term that a lot of us throw around, but please don't be addicted to somebody that you care about. So what's one sign? One is you want to be with them so much that it invades your own life. So that's one thing they suggest, all right? You would rather spend more time with them than doing more important things. Well, that's a given. All of us would rather stay in bed with our betrothed or hang out or go to the mall or go to the carnival or whatever. Go to the beach with somebody we like. We get that. But, okay, that's fun and love. It happens. But if you're skipping work, if you're always skipping sleep, we always swap sleep. That's just what we do. But if you're skipping seeing a relative at the hospital, that's a problem. The relationship will be stable. That relationship will still exist even if you do go to work that day. Or if you do go to the hospital. You still have to function. I mean, I was in love with my husband in medical school. I could not take off medical school. Now, did I sneak out early to be with him? Absolutely. Did I race out to California to be there for 20 hours to race back so I could get back to work? Absolutely. I was in love. But did I let medical school suffer? No. No way. All right. Does your sex life get in the way of your day-to-day work? So are you regularly skipping work to have sex? Are you having it inappropriate places or at bad times? If you are losing, right, very important clients because you're having sex, that's probably not good. You cannot control your desire to see or talk to them. You won't stop texting. You won't stop calling them. You won't stop coming over to see them. Now, mind you, if you guys are in a new relationship and you dig each other, of course you want to see each other. You would rather be doing that than reading a book or watching TV. I get that. But you have to be able to go for a period of time. You start to spend all your money on them. All right? Buying them gifts is nice, but be careful. You need your money. You can't be happy without them. You can't go away on a trip or on a vacation or whatever with your girlfriends or your guy friends, and you're going to be miserable because you're not with them. Now, teenagers are like that. Teenagers are like, I don't want to go on a family trip. I want to be with my girlfriend or I want to be with my boyfriend. Okay, I get that, and that'll happen. But if it happens all the time, you can't even go to Disneyland and enjoy yourself. That's a problem. You don't enjoy things you do apart. Okay, that makes some sense, and you're scared to spend time on your own. I get that. You don't want to lose one day of not being with the person you want to be with. I get that. But if you can't even go to a movie and enjoy that movie, if you can't even enjoy a meal, that could be a problem. You panic when you think of losing them. Well, a lot of us do that. You know? But some people may even pick a fight just to make sure that they're still interested. Some people may purposely try to have some drama just to see if that tie is still there. That's not good. You always try to get their approval. Do you like my new shoes? Do you like my new hair? You know, we talked a little bit about starting arguments to get attention. If your partner isn't thinking about you, you don't believe, or talking to you, you may purposely start a fight with them just so they do. Well, no. Then another thing you do is you obsess on things they do. If they liked a Facebook post, then you're like, well, wait a second. They didn't like it that quickly. What does that mean? You got to calm down. If you can't cope because they're away for work, they go on a work trip and you are beside yourself. Well, that could be a problem. If they're going out with friends and you're sitting there then, you know, freaking out, well, then you go out with friends. No, I can't enjoy myself. Well, you could be addicted. They say if you try to use sex to make them love you more, if you don't do other important things because you're always together, well, you got to get stuff done. You only enjoy being with them. You're bad at your job because of them. Or you feel like your life would be meaningless without them. That's a problem. And again, mind you, a lot of us, when we fall in love, that happens. That happened with my husband. You know, would I have ever, though, given up medicine? Oh, hell no. I still wanted to be a doctor. I still wanted to do what I wanted to do. But, you know, would I have rather, you know, spend time with him? Yeah, of course. So, mind you, falling in love is fine, but if it's always like this, maybe there's more of an addiction there. And that's devastating because, God forbid, something happens to them. Now, on the flip side, some of you are thinking, well, wait a second, once you let that go, that's when the relationship becomes humdrum. The most exciting part is that part where you want to have sex. I mean, are we really in a hurry to stop having sex? No, we still want that flame light lit, but sometimes it'll be too much. All right, but that's what they're saying. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
It's an no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is where I have to, you know, teach you guys something. Although I think I taught you guys something like all morning long, but fine. All right. So as you guys know, May is Stroke and High Blood Pressure Awareness Month. Okay, no, come on, come on, no. Keep listening. Here's the thing. It's a part of my contract where I am supposed to, when we have these big health months, mention it. And so let me teach you guys something. I know nobody wants to talk about stroke and nobody wants to talk about high blood pressure. That's what really kills me having a medical show. You know, I don't even want to talk about the stuff. I'd rather talk about Netflix preventing us from having sex. I'd rather talk about that. But because I am your radio doctor, there's nobody else doing this, I need to do this. So, 1 in 3 adults have high blood pressure. And every 40 seconds, somebody in the U.S. suffers a stroke. So in the time that you just heard that Maybe Maybe song from Kevin Bassay, to me, talking about this, somebody just had a stroke. So this is some important stuff. So we need to figure out how to protect you guys and how to lower your risk. And May offers us a whole entire month to do that. Well, let me see if I can get it done in a 10-minute segment, okay? So, strokes are the fifth leading cause of death in the United States, and strokes suck. I remember arguing with my dad, you know, and I'd tell him, look, you know, your cholesterol's high, you have mild diabetes, you have high blood pressure, you have the triple whammy, you could have a heart attack. And he's like, well, no, I'd rather have the heart attack, then it's going to be quick and fast. And he actually was right. His death was very quick and fast. It's a shame, though. We didn't have to lose him. But I would argue with them. I'm like, but what if you get a stroke? What if you don't get a heart attack? What if you get a stroke? These are the same risk factors for stroke. And then you can't move part of your body. Or you can't speak. You can't. I mean, strokes are debilitating. Do you want that? And it's funny. More people are afraid of a stroke than a heart attack. I find that very odd. But they are. So, one of the most leading causes of stroke are high blood pressure. Let's talk about the high blood pressure. Now, we've talked about what your blood pressure numbers look. You know, a 120 over 70, that's a pretty damn good blood pressure. If you have 120 over 70 or below, you're good. If you're, like, 90 over 60, that's a problem. But being in the 110s to the 120s systolic, the 60s to 70s diastolic, you're doing great. So systolic pressure is the pressure that the heart exudes during a beat or pumping of the blood. The diastolic pressure is where your heart is filling. Now, somebody says, well, what's more important, the systolic pressure or the diastolic pressure? They're both important. Okay? I'm not going to say, oh, well, if your diastolic is high and your systolic isn't, you're good. No. Any sort of increase in pressure, whether it's the filling or the pumping pressure, to me means there's an issue. So either elevation will increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. So what's normal versus abnormal? Well, remember, the guidelines changed last year. So remember, it was 140 over 90 that was the cutoff? Actually, it used to be 140 over 90 when I was training back in the 90s. Then they lowered it to 130 over 80. Then they brought it back up to 140 over 90. Then they went up to 150 over 90. Then they went back down to 130 over 80. So if your blood pressure is over 130 over 80, you are a high blood pressure patient. Boom. That's it. So if you're 135 over 82, you have high blood pressure. Last year, they estimated that we may be close to half of our country now being considered high blood pressure based on those numbers. So having long-term high blood pressure can put you at risk for stroke, put you at risk for heart attack, put you at risk for heart failure, mess up your kidneys, cause dementia, mess with your eyes, erectile dysfunction. Your blood wants to get there easily. And if all these mechanisms have to come into play, which manifest as us seeing you have a higher blood pressure, that's a problem. So how do we treat it? We've talked about blood pressure treatment. We've talked about that. Before we go into the pills, of course, losing some weight. Having less weight and less body mass will definitely help the pumping action of your heart and the filling action. Cutting back on your salt. Cutting back on the fat. Sleeping well. Regular exercise. Avoiding tobacco products. Limiting alcohol consumption, all right? Then, in the meantime, before we go to medications, I'll usually run a blood test to look for diabetes, look for high cholesterol, look for thyroid, look for kidney disease, look for sleep apnea. If you're cutting off your air supply in your sleep, you're going to have high blood pressure. Everybody that has high blood pressure has got to have a sleep study. Everyone. Well, Dr. Wex, I don't want to do a sleep study. Tough. If you have high blood pressure, you got to do it. Then we have the medications, which we've talked about. FDR was on a diuretic. If we lower your blood volume, your blood pressure drops. Less fluid coming down the pipe, then you have lower blood pressure. Then came beta blockers. If we slow down your heart rate, you'll beat less quickly. beating less quickly will drop your pressure. Those are the beta blockers, like atenolol and labetalol. Then we have the calcium channel blockers. The calcium channel blockers help dilate blood vessels, like Norvasc, Cardizem. So if you have a stiffer pipe, we relax that, then you have less blood getting constricted. Unfortunately, one of those side effects is leg swelling. So some people have leg swelling on their Norvasc or amlodipine. It's not going to hurt you, but a lot of times we don't want you to have swollen ankles, so we'll, you know, because we have no idea if that's CHF, congestive heart failure, or blood pressure medicine, so we'll change you. But for African Americans who have who may have stiffer blood vessels, that the calcium channel blockers may work wonderful on them. And then we have the angiotensin-renin system in place in our body, where we have an angiotensin blocker, an ACE inhibitor, or an ARB, that stops that mechanism from causing blood pressure spikes. Those are very, very good medications. And so depending on what you need, we'll use those medications. Now, what's a stroke? If you don't control your blood pressure, or if you're prone to getting clots, you're going to stop blood flow to the brain. We've talked about that. You have ischemic strokes, which are most common, and then you have hemorrhagic strokes. 80% of all strokes are the ischemic ones, where it's like a clot. It's kind of like a heart attack, except to the brain tissue. Plaques come from arteriosclerosis. They can break off, travel to smaller vessels of the brain. Hemorrhagic strokes is where you get a bleed in the brain. So you lose blood flow to the brain. It's seeping outside the brain tissue, etc. And so the signs of a stroke are pretty scary stuff. Sometimes the speech will be slurred. The texting will come out very off. If you're like, what did my wife text me? Remember somebody diagnosed a stroke in his wife because the texts were all garbled? If you have weakness on one side of the body, if you lose balance, if you have numbness on one side of the body, if you have vision issues, headache, facial droop. So these are things that could be a sign of stroke. So we need to treat it. If you have an ischemic stroke, we're going to be giving you aspirin and probably TPA, tissue plasminogen activator. We are going to want to remove and dissolve that clot immediately. We surgically remove them sometimes. We'll dilate the arteries, bring blood flow to the brain. With a hemorrhagic stroke, however, we got to stop the bleed. And then we have to improve flow to the brain. We may bypass the vessel. We may clog the aneurysm with coiling, like endovascular embolization, other sort of things. But, I mean, we need to work quickly. So, you think somebody's having a stroke, you call 911. The American Stroke Association uses the acronym called FAST. Facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911. So if you guys remember FAST for the face, the arm, the speech, time to call 911, good. For me, I'm just like, you know what? You look like I have a stroke. I'm calling 911. I don't care if it's fast, slow, whatever. I'm moving. The sooner a stroke victim receives medical attention, better. So what are your risk factors for stroke? Well, if there's been a stroke in the family, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have cardiovascular disease, if you have atrial fibrillation, abnormal heart rhythms, if you smoke, if you use drugs, if you're obese, if you're inactive, if you have a clotting disorder, if you have sleep apnea, which is why I told you, if you have high blood pressure, you better get a sleep study. If you're over 55 years old, African Americans seem to be more at risk than Caucasians and Hispanics, but we're all at risk, and men seem to be more affected than women. So, cut your smoking, control your blood pressure, control your sugar, control your cholesterol, don't drink excessively, don't use drugs, and make sure you get evaluated by your medical provider. That is stroke and high blood pressure in 10 minutes. You like? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll talk to Netflix. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And you can email us at anywhere, drdahlia@hotmail.com. DrDahlia.com, Facebook, Twitter. And we'll answer your questions. So, apparently Netflix is killing sex. They say bedtime internet has surged between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Why? Because we're watching TV. Or we're taking our iPads to bed. A study has revealed that there was a new busy hour for internet between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m., driven by those watching streaming services such as Netflix and BBC, iPlayer, and video sharing websites like YouTube. They say the peak time for traditional television viewing trends tends to be between 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., but research by Lancaster University suggests people are watching on-demand services later into the evening. The study was carried out to examine the impact of internet traffic on electricity consumption as demand on the national grid increases. They say evidence from nearly 400 devices show peak hour from 10 p.m. Now, that's a small study, only 400 devices, but I have to tell you, it is something that I think a lot of us have noticed before they even came up with this. They say the authors state that to the extent that this traffic is associated with viewing films or programs, it suggests that mobile devices are used to prolong hours of TV watching. And maybe the main TV set is turned off. So, they say this. There was a study back in 2016 where the author, David Spiegelhalter from the University of Cambridge, said couples are less interested in sex because they watch more TV in bed. He blamed figures showing falling rates of sex on the mass connectivity we have compared with just a few years ago when the TV used to close down at 10:30. I mean, I don't remember my parents staying up to watch TV except for The Late Show. And I remember The Late Show was on late. I mean, I remember Friday nights in the 80s. I remember watching The Dukes of Hazzard, and then I think Dallas. I forget what the Friday, but I remember that was like Friday night lineup. And then, unless they switched to a different day, MacGyver, I think, was on Wednesdays. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Trying to think, Moonlighting was Tuesday nights. Thursday night, the must-see TV didn't happen until the 90s. That's when we started to get Seinfeld and a lot of good shows. I think Cheers. So Thursday night started to be more of the sitcom. I used to watch The Huxtables, the Bill Cosby show. I forget what day that was. That might have been a Thursday. I forget. But most of the shows were 7, 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock used to be prime time. Then people now skip 7 o'clock and they do 8 o'clock. So 8 to 10, and then I think the night show, the late show, was either 8:30 or 10:30 or 11:30, I forget. But in the olden days, you didn't have TV. So sex would be your entertainment. That's why people had bigger families. Kids would go to bed, parents would go and have sex. And then they'd fall asleep, they'd get a good night's sleep. You didn't need Ambien, because you'd have sex and fall asleep. But now there's so much else going on, plus people watch TV as work. I'm going to tell you something, okay? And I'm going to admit it, I'm embarrassed to admit it, okay? I watched American Idol yesterday. Not because I enjoyed it, but when I finished watching it, I'm like, good. I'm caught up. Like work. I finished the Sunday episode of American Idol late, all right, and I felt like I accomplished something and I was able to go to bed. By the way, the American Idol season this season sucks. It's nothing like the way it used to be with Simon Cowell. And mind you, I think Lionel Richie's awesome. I think Katy Perry's awesome. Luke, I forget his last name, country singer. I mean, you know, and I think the singers are very good singers. It just doesn't have the draw. I think we like to see Simon ripping on them. So for those of you that stopped watching American Idol 15 years ago, I can understand, you know, I can understand. Things change. And this last American Idol stinks. But I watch it because I want to stay current, because I want to know who the next American Idol is. I just do, just like with Carrie Underwood and whatever. But my problem is I'm watching TV not because I enjoy the show. It's because I have to catch up. Now, I don't know if you guys have been doing that with Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead. Walking Dead got old after a couple seasons. But you kept watching it because you want to stay current. Then Fear the Walking Dead came out, which started out really, really good. But now that's starting to get boring. But yet, we still watch it. You know, another show I watch that I'm not really liking, but I watch anyway, which is stupid, is Designated Survivor. Designated Survivor has Jack Bauer. Well, he's not Jack Bauer. It's Kiefer Sutherland. But he was the guy that played Jack Bauer. So we see this Designated Survivor. We're like, wow, this is a cool concept. I've told you guys about the show where he survived when everybody in the White House and Congress got killed in an attack. So he was the Designated Survivor. So he gets to now be president. First season or two, it was great. Great show. Now the show's starting to stink. But we watch it so we could check it off the box. Why are we doing that? And we're doing that at the risk of taking bedtime away? That's not right. And so, are people addicted to Netflix? Are people addicted? Now, I am addicted to Game of Thrones. Oh, I thought I was. Now that it's been a year, I'm over it. And then all of a sudden, they're going to bring it back. By the way, I think the girl from Game of Thrones, is it Emilia Clarke? I think she, or Emily Clarke, I don't know. But I think she is going to be in the Han Solo movie. But she doesn't seem to have as much of a draw as she does on Game of Thrones. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And there is Peter Dinklage, I believe, is in Avengers. That was really good, too. But you got to see that. But that's a movie. All right, so, start reconnecting with your loved one. You cannot be sitting there watching Netflix and not having sex. By the way, they talk about how more millennials are choosing to be virgins. Did you guys hear about that? Let me pull this up. I saw that the other day, where millennials are more inclined to stay a virgin. I would have done so much better, you know, then than I did in the 90s. Anyway, the millennials, I think, are a little bit more concerned about their image and about social media. So they're waiting longer to have sex. They say 1 in 8 are virgins at the age of 26. Good for them. A University College London study called the Next Steps Project tracked the data of more than 16,000 people who were born in 1989 and 90, since they were 14 years old. And they found the millennials are waiting longer than previous generations to have sexual intercourse. And 1 in 8 said they were still virgins by the age of 26. They're not saying male or female. But we are seeing more boy virgins. And I think a lot of them, maybe they're worried about getting pregnant. Maybe they're worried about the money. Another study has come out saying more kids when they graduate are going back home and living with their parents. Maybe some people are just so spoiled in terms of having material online that they can have self-sessions with that there's not as much of an urge to go and find a mate. So, social media is part to blame. But they also think maybe overexposure to sex and porn in their daily lives. See, that's what I said. So we have a very hypersexual culture now. Even in movies and TV, you can't escape it. And then some men think they're going to be humiliated. Some men think they cannot live up to what these women are expecting. You know, Thor, for example. Thor was in the Avenger movie, and he was as sexy as ever. And some guys may feel inadequate to that. And so if they take a girl on a date, she's like, oh, I love Thor. Thor is so hot. They're going to feel inadequate. So millennials have sex an average of 4.9 times a month for men, 4.8 times for women. Yet a decade before, millennials were having 6.2 sex episodes per month. I don't know. For me, it's got to be per decade. All right. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.